But first, since the shooting at Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, there's been talk of who's receiving money from the NRA, which politicians have gotten donations, which businesses offer incentives. But NRA funds also go to schools to the tune of more than $7 million in recent years. An Associated Press analysis out today breaks the school funding down by state, and here to help us understand the numbers is one of the reporters, Colin Binkley. Colin, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
So give us the big picture on some of this data. What's the time period we're looking at, and what's the trend? Is the funding going up?
Yeah, so we looked at the period from 2010 through 2016. Those are the years for which we could find available tax records. And in that period, the NRA Foundation gave $7.3 million to about 500 schools across the country. And looking more closely within that period, it increased quite a bit. Started out around $400,000 a year and then peaked at about $1.7 million. It really jumped dramatically, actually, after the Sandy Hook shooting, in part because the NRA started giving out some school safety grants along with these other grants, primarily for shooting sports or hunting safety courses, programs of that sort.
Does the amount of money seem to correlate with what we've characterized as red-blue states sort of thing? Does it seem obvious as to which states seem to be getting more of them?
Perhaps. It might surprise you a little bit. About 75% of the schools were in districts that supported Donald Trump in the 2016 election. But there were, 25% in districts that supported Hillary Clinton. So it wasn't strictly down political lines in that sense. But there was a general trend in that direction.
Colin, where does Arizona fall in these rankings of states that got money from NRA, and any particular districts that seem to have maybe gotten a good amount?
Yeah, so among all states that received school funding from the NRA in that period, Arizona ranked number 11. It received just over $200,000 combined for 22 grants. And the district that received the most was the Maricopa County, schools in Maricopa County, and there were 10 schools in there. And then specifically one school that received the most was Flowing Wells High School. It received four grants for nearly $33,000. Most of the grants in Arizona schools were going to JROTC programs.
Yeah, I'm wondering what this money was going to. So if it goes to the junior ROTC programs, like what are schools and districts spending that money on?
It can go to a variety of different things, but often it's provided as equipment rather than cash. So for in particular at junior ROTC programs, many of them have riflery or marksmanship clubs, and they're primarily funded by the military branch that they represent. But there are other costs that they have to cover, like ammunition and rifles. And when they're hosting competitions, there are lots of costs that go along with that. So a lot of them supplement their military funding with these NRA grants to get, again, mostly equipment, safety gear, improvements for their shooting ranges, that type of thing.
And Colin, final question. Some schools have recently stopped accepting these grants, though not that many. But do we expect to see more school districts cut ties, sort of the trend of certain businesses deciding not to do business anymore with the NRA?
I think it's possible. It's still early. Like you said, I know of only two districts right now that have firmly said they're planning to stop accepting money from the NRA. Some others said they just haven't had a conversation about it yet, and they still need to. So it's possible some of those could make a similar decision, but there are plenty others who are saying that it's a good source of money, that it supports good programs, and they have no plans to stop.
Colin Binkley is a reporter for the Associated Press. Colin, good to talk with you. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.